it's Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
So we've been on this story about ICE dropping off hundreds of immigrants right here in the Valley. Yesterday on the show, we talked to KTAR News Director Martha Maurer. She spoke with the head of ICE in Phoenix.
The majority of the apprehensions, and I'm talking about people caught at the border, the majority of them are not coming from Mexico, even though our border is with Mexico. They're coming from Central America. It's higher than 80% are coming from Guatemala alone.
So I didn't know that until yesterday. 80% of the people coming over are from Guatemala, and a lot of them, ICE, they don't have room for them in these detention centers, so ICE is dropping them right here in the Valley, and some churches are taking in these families. First United Congregational Church has taken in hundreds of immigrants who have claimed asylum this week. And joining us now is KTAR reporter Allie Vetner. Allie, you spoke to the pastor of this church today, correct?
Correct.
What is the pastor telling you? Because normally they take in how many immigrants compared to this week?
They've never gotten over 100 people. From my conversation, my takeaway with him, I would say a normal amount would be 20 to 30 people, from what he made it sound like, with their immigration funding that they have at their church. And they keep in for a rainy day, what they go back to when they need these food, they need these supplies, things like that. And so he told me this time it's different. It's our church and a couple other churches here in the Valley have over 100 people. That is outlandish.
So instead of 20 or 30, they have over 100.
Each church.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. From what I understand, ICE will send out, hey, today you could get none and two may show up, or you may get 10 and 12 show up. It's very odd, and it's usually low double digits. Now you're getting hundreds in one day, and more may come the next day. Okay, so you're operating at, you know, you've got like 20 to 30 beds. Where do hundreds of people sleep? Where do you get the food? Where do you get the medication? From what I understand, it's overwhelming for these churches.
Yeah, there were probably 20 cots, maybe more. I only saw a certain area. I saw people sleeping on wooden church pews.
Right, because they don't have the room.
Yeah, and there were plenty of children. I would say there may be, if not the even amount of adults that I saw, there may have been more children. But he told me that they were dropped off Tuesday. It's now Friday. A lot of the flights, a lot of the buses have been canceled because a lot of them were going to Florida and the East Coast because of the hurricane. This really extended their stay. He said majority of the children that showed up had pink eye and the adults had bad colds. He said in this, when they arrived on Tuesday, they spent almost $2,000 on medication.
Alone.
Yes.
So Allie Vetner's joining us. She was at the First United Congregational Church today talking to the pastor. They've taken in hundreds of immigrants. Does this church have an immigration budget because they do this so often?
James Pennington, senior pastor, that's his name. I just want everyone to know. He says it doesn't matter if they're immigrants or they're not. We have a fund that we have our doors open no matter what to help our community. And what really struck me is that their church being an older building, and it's a beautiful church. It has a beautiful white chapel, and it has really taken a hit the last couple of days with 100 people. He said their plumbing has been backed up twice.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because of how many people. And so
that
church is now facing those plumbing fees. And then in addition to that, they have such an influx of people staying that their garbage dumpsters are overflowing. And I'm not sure what, if it's waste management or if it's Phoenix or whatever, but they said they're facing fines because it's too much garbage. And they're calling them, asking them to come pick it up sooner than their actual trash pickup day. They're calling their local businesses around them, hey, can we come dump some trash in your dumpsters? We have 100 people that are usually not on our property. That's kind of creating more garbage than we usually have.
Allie Vetner, KTAR News reporter, talking about the Guatemalan refugee or asylum seekers situation with a local church here, a pastor. Usually they may get anywhere from 10 to 20 people. They are now getting hundreds, so they are inundated. Do they want help from the public? I know that one church, no, we don't want this public. Really, we're struggling, but we are going to stay within our community. We don't want to put it out to other people or the community at large.
I went in there just trying to tell the facts. It's hard because of obviously being an emotional person. I come in and I want to help everyone. I want to smile. I want to hug these kids. And I want to be able to tell people, hey, this is where to go donate stuff. When I was there for probably an hour this morning, I saw probably five different people walk in with the doors open, the gates open, and they said, I'm here to volunteer. And they have people just walking in and they say, I'm from this church. I heard about you and I want to drop off this case of water. I want to donate this. But I went live during the 12 o'clock expansion today. After I did my story on this, we had four or five calls and they said, I didn't catch the name of this church. Can you tell me that again? I want to donate.
Does the church want?
This is just my take on listening to what you're saying, Allie. They're not going to publicize it. They're thinking some people will come by, drop off a donation. Maybe the people that go to this church can chip in. Is that kind of what it is?
At the beginning of my interview with Pastor James, he told me, at first, we didn't want to do stories on this. These are people's lives. They're in a fragile state. But then when it got to this point, he was like, we can't deny this. Their stories have to be told. Mm. Their journeys need to be recognized. And it sounds like, I mean, from what I saw, there were tables of donations.
Okay, let me ask you this. Will information about what they need be posted on our website? If people want to help, can they go to our website?
There is a story on KTAR.com from what Nylea and I went and we interviewed this morning. Mm-hmm. So I know that information of the church will be on our KTAR.com.
Allie, did you ask Pastor James if they're going to start turning people away because they simply can't take it anymore?
No, they won't turn anyone away. From my understanding, they had almost 120 people when they were dropped off on Tuesday. Now there's probably about 40 or 50 people left. Their flights were delayed. Their buses were canceled because of the hurricane. But he did say that they are hearing more buses will be coming into
town. How many people, how often do they stay? Like a night or two? Or is it for a week?
He said this is it's never been this long. So from my understanding, it's probably a day or two. And it's when someone can get in contact with family.
Right.
But a lot of these people didn't even talk to their family for a week. And they weren't even aware that they've already made it here or they're out of the detention centers.
All right. Allie Vetner, KTIR reporter, spoke to a pastor of the church here in the Valley. Hundreds of people dropped off there just this week. Allie, thank you very much.
That was Allie Vetner, our KTAR news reporter. We've been covering the story all week now. The Guatemalan refugees, the Guatemalan people who are seeking asylum, ICE is having to release them. They are released into our community, into Arizona by the hundreds. What happens to them? Why are there so many? So Allie, Nylea, Martha, they've been all covering this story all week long. Coming up, we actually talked to former governor of Massachusetts, Mitt Romney, and Representative Martha McSally. Governor Romney is taking time off from campaigning in Utah. He wants to be a senator from Utah with Martha McSally. And we asked both of them, is Donald Trump, is the president going to come to Arizona to campaign? They kind of gave us an answer. Next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right, coming up before 6 o'clock, we've got the Trump Tracker. President Trump's hits or misses from this week. Also, we've got the sounds of the week to kick off your weekend the right way. Earlier today, former governor of Massachusetts, former presidential candidate Mitt Romney was in town, and he was stumping for Representative Martha McSally in the East Valley. And you might think to yourself, well, wait a minute, Donald Trump hasn't shown up yet. What is Mitt Romney doing here in the Valley? We asked him that. We also asked Representative McSally, is the president coming before the election? Because let's face it, the president should come to Arizona. There are a number of key states where it's a toss-up right now as far as the Democrat or the Republican winning. The president should be coming to Arizona. So do they know when? This is what it sounded like earlier right here on KTAR.
We are being joined right now on the phone by Republican Martha McSally, obviously running for Senate against Kyrsten Sinema. And she is accompanied by former presidential candidate and, of course, former governor Mitt Romney, who is in town. Hi, everybody. How's it going?
Hey, Mac and Gatos. Hey, Mac and Gatos, how are you guys doing today?
Good, Governor. Nice to have you on the show. Representative McSally, what does Mitt Romney bring to your campaign as he's helping you get the word out about your campaign?
Well, I'm really honored that Mitt was willing to come here and campaign with us 25 days ago. People are voting right now. He has so many people who love him and respect him here in Arizona. We look forward to serving together in the Senate. And it's just great to have him as a wingman here in order to rally the get out to vote.
All right. Well, Governor Romney, why did you come to Arizona? What is it about Martha McSally that you would take the time to out of your campaign up in Utah to come down and visit us in the East Valley?
Well, we've campaigned before together, some 4 years ago when she was running for Congress. And this is a person who I believe has the kind of principles that our country needs to have if we're going to have a secure border and if we're going to have a strong and growing economy. So, you know, we see eye to eye. And frankly, I want to work in a Senate where we have conservatives guiding policy as opposed to having liberals doing it.
Very interesting to have Martha McSally on the line with former Governor Mitt Romney. Both are running for Senate. Romney running in Utah, obviously McSally running here in Arizona. Governor Romney, I've always wanted to ask you this question. You know, when Donald Trump was running for president, you were very adamant about him being the wrong person. And it seems that since then, you've kind of gotten along with him a lot better. What changed your mind about President Trump?
Well, we've actually always gotten along. I've known the president well before the years of politics, and I've been pleased on a policy front over the last 2 years. He's done a lot of the things I would have done if I'd been lucky enough to be elected president, which is reforming our tax code, working very hard to deregulate where regulations were strangling small business. So I support those policies, and if I'm lucky enough to get elected, why, I'll do everything I can to support those things that I think are good for my state and for our country. Where I disagree, I'll point that out, too.
Martha McSally is on the line with us right now with former Governor Mitt Romney, former presidential candidate Mitt Romney. They're here in Arizona. How did the rally go? What was it like, and where were you?
It was fantastic. I mean, we had like over 600 people here. We're in the town of Gilbert. It's been pretty amazing. People are fired up. I mean, the energy was really positive. They now see that we're on the cusp of winning this race. We had some, you know, like we were aware of, stories pop in the last day about, you know, Kyrsten Sinema calling Arizona crazy when she was in Texas, and then equating Arizona to being a meth lab, which is insulting to the people that she wants to represent. And then today, CNN broke another story saying she's okay with Americans joining the Taliban. This is out of the mainstream, as we've known, but it's great to see that some of this is the true colors are really coming out and people are paying attention to how extreme she is.
Yeah, I just got to say, I don't know that there's a greater contrast between personal records and perspective on our country than is represented in this race. And Martha McSally is a patriot. She served our country in peace and in war. She served in the military. She's now been serving in Congress. A congressional watchdog group said she's one of the 10 most effective congresspeople in Washington. That's out of 435 congresspeople. So she's a person who makes things happen for our country. She's a real patriot. That's why I think she'll be elected.
Governor Mitt Romney joins us, as well as Representative Martha McSally. We're starting to hear rumors that the president may come into town, Representative McSally. Any truth to that? Can you give us a time? Can you give us a date and maybe a possible place for the president to visit before the election?
Wait, you guys think I'm going to do breaking news on Mac and Gatos?
I do.
Well, we're working on it. Yes, he's going to come. I've been telling you guys that all along. So you'll find out about it as soon as it's publicly available.
What if we said please?
Yeah, really, with a cherry on top.
All right. Maybe we'll give you like a 1 minute warning before we put out the press release.
Interesting.
Okay. We'll take it.
I'll take that.
We'll take the 1 minute warning. Absolutely.
Governor Romney, would you have put Brett Kavanaugh through? We talked to Representative McSally last week on the show, and she said she would have voted yes for Kavanaugh. Governor Romney, how about you?
Yes, I feel that his record as a justice on the second highest court in the land over 12 years suggests that he will be a fine member of the highest court of the land. And I look at his record over the past 25, 35 years. It's been an exemplary record, and that's why I think he's an appropriate person to be on the Supreme Court.
All right, Governor Mitt Romney, also Representative Martha McSally, thank you so much. We certainly appreciate your time, and have a good time here in the East Valley, Governor Romney, okay?
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Appreciate
good to be with
it.
You.
Thanks, guys.
All right, that was earlier during actually the 4 o'clock KTAR, the Big Four at Four. Governor or former Governor Mitt Romney in town in the East Valley in Gilbert with Representative Martha McSally. By the way, Mitt Romney is running as a senator, Senate campaign in Utah. For him to take the time out to come down to here, I mean, that's pretty big. But notice what they said about the president. They didn't say he's not coming. They didn't say, well, he might come. They said, we'll give you a heads up when the press release comes out. So in the next couple of weeks, we could be seeing the president of the United States, and we should be seeing the president of the United States coming out to support Martha McSally and maybe Governor Doug Ducey. Of course, we'll keep you posted on that. All right, coming up, speaking of the president, the Trump tracker, and we'll kick off your weekend the right way with the sounds of the week next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News 92.3 FM.
Coming up, we got the sounds of the week. Mac, as you like to call it.
The fun and frivolity, the good, the bad, the ugly of the previous week condensed down into 2 minutes.
But first.
All right, now we got to do this.
The Trump Tracker, our weekly review of President Trump's hits and misses. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Okay, a hit, something he did good, a miss, something he did bad. Mac, your hit.
Hit.
All right, my hit for this week is Trump's approval rating is held steady. Now, hear me out. His approval rating hasn't been even close to 50%. It's right now at 49%. But it hasn't fallen off either. It's always been around 40, 42, 43, 50. So he has maintained a steady amount of approval, which has very rarely in the modern era happened to any president. It's usually more like up and down, up and down, up and down. Trump has been solidly consistent below 50%, which a lot of people say that bodes well for his 2020 reelection. Surprising too. All right, my miss is Kanye West's visit to the White House. OMG. What a disaster beyond epic proportions. He basically allowed this man to rant about nothing for like 20 minutes, and there was profanity involved, which I cannot repeat on the air. And he took it very seriously and legitimized the visit. Look, I know he's a reality TV guy. I know he likes performance. This was going above and beyond. Nothing good will come of this. Not at all.
All right. Our weekly review of President Trump's hits and misses. We call this the Trump Tracker.
Hit.
My hit is that Kanye West went to the White House, Mac.
What?
Let me tell you something. How many times did Barack Obama have Hollywood stars and movie stars and rappers and pop stars and singers at the White House?
But they were sane.
What's the difference? Barack Obama almost held a ball for everybody in Hollywood, and he never got really, raked over the coals for it. Listen, I don't like Kanye West either, but I don't think it's a big deal. By the way, President Nixon had Elvis. There are a million pictures of that. You know how many JFK had, what's her name at the White House?
Marilyn Monroe.
Thank you very much.
Inside and outside the White House.
I know, that's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. So is it really a big deal that Kanye West came to the White House? I think not. How do you like that?
What?
Huh? All right, Mac, my miss is the Dow. It was a disaster of a week for the Dow. Now, is it all the president's fault? No, but I think we lost about 1,400 points. Here's what I worry. Trump came out and started talking about why the Dow was down and what was happening, and, he was blaming people on Wall Street. That's what scares me about President Trump. I don't give a crap if he has Kanye West in the White House or whoever he wants to bring. When you start messing with my money and you start ripping people in New York at Wall Street, they're doing this, they're doing that's where I get scared. And so my hit is definitely when the Dow goes down, I don't think I want to hear from the president. I want him just to keep his mouth shut. I don't want him to make the situation any worse. That's the Trump Tracker, our weekly review of President Trump's hits and misses. Well, listen, that's going to do it for us.
Yeah, that's it.
Another great week of Mac and Gatos. We hope you enjoyed it. You can text the word podcast to 411-923 and listen to everything that we did this week.
Absolutely.
All right, Chad Benson is up next. We've got the sounds of the week in just seconds.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Until next time.
Oh, it's great to have Mac and Gatos on the show.
The sounds of the week brought to you by Blue Sky Pest Control.
Better technicians, better service, and Rosie certified. Schedule today at blueskypest.com. Could you get kicked out of your next hotel if you wake up too early?
What? How do you wake up too early in a hotel?
Why are you asking me? We're going to talk about it in a second.
All right, Becky.
Am I full of answers? Do I have all the answers
Oh,
here?
You're full of something, but
oh,
it's
boy.
Not an answer. Becky Lynn is on Arizona's new station.
It's not nice.
Police scanner okay. codes.
All right.
Oh, okay. So the cop would say, you know, I'm responding to a 10-401K. Yeah, white people.
I can't give you your due and laugh. You can't have the best line of the whole segment. Then I feel like I haven't done my job today.
What is your job?
To entertain. There's the update on the stupid white person who called the cops on BWB.
Babysitting while black. You can be an idiot and not go to prison or jail.
I'd like to see her do some jail time.
Boy, if everybody went to prison for being an idiot, guess how much of the population would be incarcerated?
We'd be in jail.
It'd be over half, exactly.
You would be in jail.
Becky Lynn would be in jail.
I'd
you
be
would
in
be
jail.
In jail.
Lloyd
Banks, yes.
Oh. Young Zoe, Pablo, the whole crew would be in prison.
Chad Benson would be in jail. Until next time.
It's great to have Mac and Gatos in jail. Wait.
We got backstage. I had to make a couple of phone calls. I didn't have to pull the do you know who I am part.
Because no one would have known.
Right.
Name one musician who you would change a vote for.
Dave Grohl. I'm going to go
Grohl.
See Foo Fighters
okay.
tonight.
Oh, okay.
Right, Phoenix. That's
so
it.
If Dave
Grohl tells me who to vote for, I'm doing
Woo!
It.
Woo! Hey, welcome. Hey, love being in Arizona. Vote McSally.
I'm in.
I'm in. Sounds like easier to live again. It's times like these.